speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, May the 15th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a lot of news about both the culture war that is shaping up here in the United States. You've got Democrat-controlled states like Vermont, New York, and I would say Virginia, because you have a Democrat governor there, that are pushing for late-term abortion, pushing to subsidize it more, to take off any remaining restrictions on abortions, whereas in other parts of the country, you've got one law being passed after the other to restrict and to criminalize abortion. This is headed to the Supreme Court, unfortunately, because I don't believe the Supreme Court should be making every decision about our lives. I think we have a, by design, we left certain rights and privileges to the different states to let them take different courses. That's what the Ninth and Tenth Amendment are about. And instead, every decision is ultimately made in Washington. And more frequently, it's made by nine politically appointed people in black robes that are totally unaccountable to us or to the Constitution. Whatever they say is quote-unquote constitutional. They amend the Constitution. They not only write laws, we're pretending, but they also amend the Constitution. They can define marriage. They can define life. They're presiding over issues of life and death. So we're going to talk about what's going on with that. We're also going to talk about the potential run-up to war with Iran. As I said briefly yesterday, this move by John Bolton, very provocative what he did. And there's questions going back. I haven't talked about this a great deal. We'll talk about this today a bit more. Questions going back to the initial communique that came out a couple of days before the person who actually has the authority. John Bolton is a he's an advisor to the president. He was not verified. He doesn't really have the authority to make this kind of policy. And yet he is whispering into the president's ear with his mustache. And the only thing between us and war is President Trump. And so the question is, which way is President Trump going to go? Because we can see what John Bolton and Mike Pompeo are trying to do. I think very clearly they're trying to create another Gulf of Tonkin incident. If they can inject enough provocative moves, somebody will take the bait. Or if they don't take the bait, they can just pretend that they took the bait, which is what they did with the situation to get us involved in the Vietnam War. You know, years afterward, in the Errol Morris documentary, The Fog of War, Robert McNamara admitted that it didn't happen. He admitted that they went to war based on a fallacy, just like we did with Iraq. And now we have an advisory that's been issued by the U.S. State Department telling all Americans to get out of Iraq. We've had a British general who said really nothing has changed. There's not really any provocation here. Other European allies are trying to pull back from this. And yet the U.S. military, as well as the Saudis, are pushing on with this particular incident. We also have an update from Marty Gottesfeld, which I'm going to get to in the next segment. If you remember, I talked to his wife. He was convicted of tampering with one of the big guys, Harvard University. He tampered with their fundraising at the Children's Hospital. Didn't do anything to affect any medical services that would put anybody's lives at risk or in danger, but tampered with a fundraiser. They said that's what they convicted him of. To draw attention to a medical kidnapping, a young girl who was dying, they put him in essentially a Gitmo facility that is being operated out of Indiana. And he is saying that there have been multiple attacks, that people are being radicalized into joining ISIS, and then released to the general public as they're containing everyone's communications in that prison. So we'll have that information for you sent to us directly from Marty Gottesfeld's wife right after the break. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, May the 15th, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to talk about the run-up to war in the Middle East. Bolton's War. We're going to talk about the Guardians of the Intergalactic Galaxy. Well, actually, it's a network, right? Remember, the Internet, as created by DARPA, psychologist, as envisioned by him back in, I think it was the 1960s, J.C.R. Licklider. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. Well, these people are now the Guardians of the Intergalactic Network. It's now become practical. They have helped certain individuals to get in control of it. It's amazing what we see happening, and you can see it happening first in China, but you can also see it happening simultaneously in the United States and the tampering that is going on with the elections coming up to the European Union, doing exactly the same thing. Facebook, Google, and others doing exactly the same thing that they did to tamper with our election. To me, the fact that you don't have any senators, congressmen at all, talking about how the social media companies manipulated this last election. Just absolutely amazing that nothing is being done about that. You got a couple of senators who said, well, you know, we want some more penalties from the FTC because they violated people's privacy. So we want the Federal Trade Commission to get involved in this and give them maybe even more than a $5 billion fine, because that's nothing. Just like it's nothing to put a $2 billion fine against Bayer Monsanto for glyphosates. That's nothing. These people laugh at that. Yeah, their stock is taking a hit, but it isn't going to stop them from selling this poison. It's a very lucrative business model for them. And a $5 billion fine against Facebook isn't going to make any impact at all against them. And they're not even talking about stopping them in terms of what they're doing with the election tampering. And they're not talking about stopping them from tampering with our free speech rights. They say, well, but people have a right to privacy. Which brings us to abortion. And we've got a new law that has been signed in Alabama, even more restrictive than the one that Hollywood is freaking out about in Georgia. It's going to be going to the Supreme Court, I say, a challenge to Roe v. Wade, because you've got, as I said at the top of the hour, you've got many of the Democrat states going to full-term abortion and maybe a little bit beyond, as Ralph Northam was so proud to say. What people don't understand is that what Ralph Northam talked about, leaving a baby that survives an abortion, leaving it on the table to slowly die. They call that comfort care. That's a euphemism they use for that, comfort care. And that's not something that he came up with. He was kind of surprised at the reaction because that's been standard procedure. You know, when I talked to the people who did the Gosnell movie, Fela McAleer, he said that was the big revelation that came for the jurors when they realized that that was standard operating procedure in that trial. They're absolutely amazing. If you see the movie, it's a very key moment in the movie where a doctor is laying out the difference between what Gosnell did, taking direct action to snap the spinal cords of the babies or kill them in some other way if they survived the other part of the abortion, being ripped apart piece by piece. And they said, well, no, we don't do that. What we do is we leave them there on the side to die quietly, starve to death, essentially. We call that comfort care. He didn't provide comfort care. He went ahead and killed the baby. And he was convicted of murder for that. But I would say to you that it's murder to leave them on the side of the table. You know, the early Christians began adopting babies because the Romans were throwing their unwanted babies on the trash heap. And that's what the people in the northern parts of our country are doing. And so we're going to talk about what's coming up with that. Before we get into that, however, I want to talk about the other mass murder. This is the, you know, that's the mass murder that's being done here against our children in our country. But of course, there's another form of mass murder that many of the Republicans who have a problem with abortion don't have a problem with. And that's our foreign wars that go on forever. And we're about to start another one. And as a lead up into it, because it does tie in to the CIA and the military-industrial complex. As a lead-in to that, you know, I talked a couple of weeks ago to both Marty Gottesfeld, his wife Dana Gottesfeld, who's sent us a sworn affidavit that Marty has put out acting pro se to notify the FBI and other people of what's going on in this pretty much secretive prison, the Communications Management Unit. It is a federal corrections institute in Terre Haute, Indiana. I also talked to people about Schaefer Cox, a political prisoner as well. Both of these individuals have been put into this Gitmo facility where they have a lot of terrorists, a lot of ISIS sympathizers. It is a very dangerous facility, and of course they also use many of the CIA torture tactics of sleep deprivation, complete isolation, and that's one of the things it's meant for, the Communications Management Unit. As part of this, I'll give you the sworn affidavit, break this news. Nobody else has this. Martin Gottesfeld, acting pro se, hereby notifies the court in his filing of the accompanying sworn statement regarding the Federal Bureau of Prisons cover-up of an ISIS-inspired murder inside the Communications Management Unit at the Federal Correction Institute in Terre Haute, Indiana. The name of the murder victim is Robert David Neal, approximately 68 years old, at the time of his death last November. Another victim, Mr. Richard Warren, survived multiple stab wounds in the same spree. It's unclear to the plaintiff if the FBI has been able to speak to Mr. Warren. The plaintiff has come to understand that the alleged killer, Mr. Rodney Hamrick, was a U.S. Army soldier prior to the converting to Islam inside the Federal Corrections Institute in Terre Haute, Indiana, the Communications Management Unit. The plaintiff has also come to understand, and this is key, folks, that the Terre Haute Communications Management Unit unfortunately functions largely as a radicalize and release program due to its sequestered nature and its concentrated demographics. It's also, however, where you put your political dissidents now in the United States. We don't have to send them to Gitmo. That'd be a little bit too obvious. So we put them in this facility here with ISIS individuals. Plaintiff has further come to understand that the public was not told this murder occurred inside the Terre Haute Communications Management Unit, but rather was led to believe that it occurred in the general population. So just an advisory to all of you that if you think that because we allow our government, our CIA, to torture people, and you're okay with that, you cheerlead that. And I've seen a lot of people, whenever I talk about this, whenever I talk about Gina Haspel, they say, good, I wish you'd done more to him. Well, just understand that when your government becomes a terrorist, when your government becomes illegal, violates all human rights prohibitions, violates the Constitution, violates any legal restrictions, that is the most dangerous situation of all. When your government becomes a terrorist organization, that is far worse than freelance terrorists because they're a lot more organized. And they have a lot more resources. And they can come after each and every one of you. And who knows? With their partners at Google and Facebook? You know, everybody already commits at least 3 felonies a day. As Harvey Silverglate pointed out, we have so many laws that all they need is a hidden reason to come after any one of us, any one of you. And so when I look at this situation, I'm not really very excited about the fact that AG Barr is working closely with the CIA to review the Russian probe origins, as Daily Caller and other people are talking about. According to CNN, Barr is working with CIA Director Gina Haspel, who already was given a pass by this individual, John Durham, who's going to be the guy doing this investigation. Well, he's a tough-looking guy. And as part of his resume, what did he do? Well, he looked at the destruction of videotapes of torture that Gina Haspel presided over. And John Durham didn't do anything about that. And neither did President Trump. He rewarded her by putting her in charge of the CIA. And now the CIA director, Gina Haspel, is working with Barr, who was George H.W. Bush's pick. Took him out of the CIA, made him his attorney general.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our ultimate bone broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with. And that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our ultimate bone broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that's taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, one of my concerns about the way that this, we'd like to see reform. We'd like to see some of these people who have been violating the law, who have been engaged in dragnet surveillance of everyone, not just President Trump and the Trump campaign. I'd like to see these people locked up, but I'd also like to see reform of these corrupt institutions. And they have been allowed to do this by the Congress. Congress has turned a blind eye to this from the very beginning. We had William Binney, we had Thomas Drake, we had Kirk Wehrby, many others, whistleblowers from the NSA, saying this system that the NSA management bought, very expensive, lots of money was spent on this. This is going to be illegally, unconstitutionally doing dragnet surveillance on all Americans, as Rand Paul says, Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. You can't get a search warrant, even from the FISA court, for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. As a matter of fact, that's why they created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That came after the Church Committee hearings on abuses by the CIA, after the Pike Committee hearings in the Congress at the same time, looking at abuses by the NSA. And those were done in the 1970s, because both of those organizations, as soon as they were created, they began spying on Americans. And when I say spying, I mean that in a pejorative term, Attorney General Barr. It is a pejorative term. You know, spies during wartime are executed. It is a reprehensible practice against your own citizens. We have laws and a constitution that prohibits that, but they don't care about that. And when we had James Clapper lie to Congress, lie to the same intelligence committee that Richard Burr is now presiding over. Richard Burr wants to bring in President Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr. Because, well, I think I see some discrepancies about what you said about the meeting. And there was no collusion. Mueller even said there was no collusion. Who cares? This is nothing more than trying to entrap him in some kind of a process crime of perjury. And yet we know that James Clapper perjured to everybody just a couple of months after he said that. We had the Snowden leaks that showed that he was lying. And yet the Congress allowed the statute of limitations on James Clapper lying about spying on every single one of us in the United States. They allowed that to go without any charges. Let the statute of limitations expire on that. But they want to try to get a perjury charge out of Donald Trump Jr. See, that's why it's not just selected individuals. The entire system is corrupt, including the Congress. And my concern about all this, when I see A.G. Barr, he says, well, you know, I don't see spying as being a pejorative term, as they called him out on that. He said, I began at the CIA. It's like, exactly, exactly. What was the other thing that came out of the Church Committee hearings? You know, we had Richard Helm, and the thing that everybody shows is that video where you've got Barry Goldwater and other senators who are talking about the what the CIA is doing. You know, they're looking down this heart attack gun that they've got. You know, oh, look at this. They pass around. Oh, that's pretty cool. So you're going to kill Castro with that? And so, how many other people did you kill with that? You know, that type of thing. That was the sensational stuff. But what it was really about was spying on American citizens. And they're still doing that. I mean, nobody's really talking about that. They're talking about how bad it is that they're doing it to the president, that they're doing it to a candidate before he becomes president, and then continuing after he becomes president. Yeah, that's where it ultimately leads. They start overthrowing our government just like they always attempted to overthrow other governments. That is something that we should be very worried about. But we should also be very worried about the fact that they're spying on us, and have been. And so they took that FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, they have now turned that into a star chamber that they use to give them plausible deniability for breaking the law. to spy on us, to spy on President Trump and so forth. The thing that was supposed to constrain them, they used as a tool to give them legal cover. And there was a big shakeup at the CIA after Helm revealed a lot of the things that they were doing. You know, the person that they brought in to fix that was George H.W. Bush. Now, this is a guy that they said never had anything to do with the CIA. Even though a lot of people alleged that he was involved in the Bay of Pigs and so forth because we had a couple of ships. One of them was named Zapata. Was it Zapata? What is it? Zapata. Thank you. Thank you. See, that's my son. He knows this stuff. He's heard this kind of discussions over the breakfast table a long time. Zapata. Zapata Oil, which he later changed to Harbinger. Those bushes. Anyway, one of them was named Zapata. The other was named Barbara. Zapruder was the people who put the lie to what the reporters were saying about what happened at the shooting of JFK. But anyway, you know, there were rumors that George Bush was involved in the Bay of Pigs. So when they just, this guy who had never worked for the CIA, they plucked him out of obscurity, put him in charge of the CIA, and he rebuilt it. Richard Helms, meanwhile, was later found floating face down in his canoe in his robe. But, you know, that's the way these things go with the CIA. And so as George H.W. Bush rebuilt the CIA, then he became, you know, the guy that was put in to control President Reagan. And the guy that he picked when he became president for his attorney general was Barr, who began at the CIA. Now, Barr has picked the guy, John Durham, who had investigated the current CIA director, Gina Haspel, had investigated her for destroying videotapes of illegal torture. That would have been dynamite. Can you imagine if we'd seen the videotapes of the enhanced interrogation? Yeah, that euphemism wouldn't have gone too far, would it? And so John Durham, this guy who is so tough, investigate her, and nothing happened. As a matter of fact, she's now head of the CIA and now allegedly working with Barr. And so is Christopher Wray, who we've already seen go on record as a liar. So they're all working to defend President Trump. What this tells me is a couple of very disturbing things. We may have some scapegoats selected to satisfy the public's demand for some justice, but we're not going to have any reform of these institutions, number one. Number two, an even worse case scenario, is that they're backing off of President Trump and they're bringing in these CIA Bush officials to defend him because he's turned. Now, we won't know about that until we see what happens with Iran. And so let's take a look at what's going on with Iran, because as things began to turn for the better for President Trump, that was the point at which we got John Bolton and others brought into the administration. We now have some very provocative moves being made in the Middle East. And we'll take a look at what's going on and as alleged sabotage of tankers in the United Arab Emirates. We've had drone strikes that are claimed by the Houthi rebels in Yemen against pipelines well inside of Saudi Arabia. And we have a massive buildup of military presence in Iran to trigger a new war. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Mike in New Jersey. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, one of the key reasons many of us supported President Trump was because he said he was going to end the foreign wars. And he called out the lies that got us involved in Iraq. Of course, those lies were sold by his CIA director, Gina Haspel. The intelligence, quote-unquote intelligence, that she shopped around about weapons of mass destruction was a product of torture. And once people in the government realized that the, quote-unquote, intelligence was a product of torture, that's when people inside the administration started saying, oh, no, we've been had. We've been had. And that's what got us. That's the genesis of the lies that got us into Iraq about weapons of mass destruction. It came from Gina Haspel. And so the question is, has there been a, is the CIA deceiving President Trump? Or has he done a pivot towards them? And I think we'll find out whether or not we get into a war here with Iran. Let's look at what President Trump said yesterday about what's going on in Iran. Play video clip number 10.
We'll see what happens with Iran. If they do anything, it will be a very bad mistake. If they do anything, I'm hearing little stories about Iran. If they do anything, they will suffer greatly. We'll see what happens with Iran. It's going to be a bad problem for Iran if something happens, I can tell you that. They're not going to be happy. They are not going to be happy people. Okay? You can figure it out yourself. They know what I mean by it.
Yeah, we know. We know. Let's talk about some of those little things that are happening. We had limpet mines that were used to blow holes in tankers in the United Arab Emirates. And, of course, this is one of the little things that they're saying may lead to war. Iran is saying it was a false flag. We'll take a look at this. But we also have had more reports of little things. We've had Saudi pipelines targeted by drones. This looks a little bit suspicious. Because as even the military analysts say, well, we didn't know they had that kind of capability. And we didn't know they could go that far in. And so they're using that as a basis to say, well, that means that Iran was involved in this. Of course, it wouldn't mean that Saudis had done it. But of course, the Houthi rebels are taking credit for this. Nevertheless, I said two pumping stations on a major Saudi oil pipeline have been attacked by explosive-laden drones. The Iran-backed Houthi rebels had earlier claimed to have targeted several vital Saudi targets with drones. And this comes after four ships, including two Saudi tankers, were damaged in sabotage attacks, they say, off the UAE coast. The mysterious sabotage has sent tensions spiraling in the Middle East, reports the Daily Mail, as the U.S. blamed Iran and its allies for the attack, which divers said to appear to have been the work of magnetic explosives. Iranian President Rouhani warned of a looming conflict and mocked Trump ally John Bolton, saying, "That's what happens when you listen to the mustache." After two pumping stations on a major Saudi oil pipeline were attacked, it halted the flow of crude oil along the line that has caused oil to go up in price, but it's not really a major disruption of supply yet. Not yet. But if we have major war in the Middle East, that will have vital economic consequences for us as well as a loss of life. Mike Pompeo is saying that the U.S., quote, fundamentally does not seek any war. Trump also dismissed claims that the U.S. was plotting to send 120,000 troops to the Middle East. But before we get into that, let's talk about the actual drone attack, the most recent one. This is the Yemeni military was not known to have developed armed drones, reports U.S. News, .com, according to a global analysis by the think tank New America. And again, as I said, they were also very surprised about the fact that it was very deep inside Saudi territory. Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif on Tuesday warned against so-called false flag operations in response to the sabotage attacks, the mines that were put on the ships. He warned against so-called false flag operations that the U.S. and its Gulf allies wish to attribute to Iran, including the recent tanker attack. He said, "We discussed the regional issues and dangers that the policies of extremist individuals in the U.S. administration are trying to impose on the region, as well as concerns about the suspicious and sabotage acts that happen in our region. We'd earlier predicted that they will adopt such measures to provoke tensions." And, you know, when we look at Iran, most people's perception of Iran goes back to the time which the Ayatollah Khomeini and his surrogates took over the U.S. embassy, a clear act of war, kidnapped everybody there, held them for, I forget how long it was now. Was it 300-something days, almost a year? It essentially was the final straw in the Carter administration, their inability to do anything about it. And the taunting that happened with that, they were eventually released. And there's a long story about that that gets into the Reagan administration and his CIA director, who was Wild Bill, they called him. Nevertheless, I'm not going to get into that part of it. But just to go back to most people's perception of Iran began with that. They were not really on the map for most Americans. You know, prior to the Ayatollah's taking over, we had a very friendly U.S. puppet, the Shah of Iran. I'm aware, and a few people are in this country, of what was happening under the Shah of Iran, who was allied with the CIA. The CIA had helped him create a dreaded secret police called the SAVAK. And they would arrest and torture dissonance, to the extent that when I was in engineering school, we had a lot of students who'd come over from Iran. I didn't know any of them, frankly. They kept to themselves. So it isn't like I got to be friends with any of them, but they were holding protests on campus, and they would completely cover their faces. And so I asked one of them why they were covering up their faces. And they said, because they have people here to take our pictures, and if they see who we are, they will, the Shah of Iran will take recrimination against our families. So I thought, he's our friend? It's like, oh, yeah, CIA taught him how to do all the things that he does. And now we see the CIA behind the hidden hand of the CIA behind these types of things. But, that is the prelude to this. And quite frankly, how he got into power was the overthrow of an election decades earlier. That began the animosity of the Iranian people towards the United States. It got radicalized by radical Islam. Since that takeover, they've been shouting death to America on a daily basis. They have their rallies that are going on. They hate America. They hate Israel. We are the great Satan, by the way. Israel is the smaller Satan. They have assisted terrorist organizations. That's the kind of blowback you get when you have stupid policy, when you get behind dictators, and when you use CIA tactics against dissidents. But on the other hand, a lot of people have said that, a lot of the rhetoric, the hyped up rhetoric that you hear coming out of Iran is for internal consumption. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. There's a fight inside of Iran where you got people protesting, women protesting, taking off their hijabs and so forth. And I think a very telling incident in all of this is a few years ago. It was before we had Flight 800 off the coast of Long Island explode in midair. Many eyewitnesses said they saw a missile going toward it. There were U.S. naval exercises that were taking place at the time. But, of course, the U.S. military said, no, it wasn't us at all. And we had very draconian tactics taken by the FBI to cover up anybody that had any data that would contradict their official story. But about that, just prior to that, there had been a similar incident where the U.S. Navy had been conducting military exercises in the Middle East, the Persian Gulf. And as part of that military exercise, they had a missile get out of hand and shot down an Iranian airliner. Now, you would expect that if the Iranians are as crazy as they look on television, that they would have used that as a sense to go after the U.S. military. But the U.S. military admitted its mistake. They said, okay, well, we accept that. They accepted payment, and that was it. That was it. They didn't confront the U.S. military. Do you think they're going to confront this massive show of force? Or are we going to have some kind of minor trigger used or some kind of a false flag to get us into a war with Iran? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to get back to the current status of what's going on in the Middle East here. Before we do, real quickly, I'm going to tell you about some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we have a special on Wake Up America Coffee. That's our 100% organic coffee. Comes in two different blends. We have Patriot Blend and Immune Support. You can just key in the code WAKEUP for 10% off. That's just for our listening audiences. One of the reasons that they did that for us is because I like this coffee so much. You know, I didn't even drink coffee when I came to work at InfoWars. Part of it, I was looking to get away from soft drinks. I was consuming too much sugar, but I loved the way that it tasted. I came across this article today out of Fox Business News talking about the world's most expensive coffee. It's going to be available in the U.S. for just a limited time. They got a roasting company in California with several locations, and they have picked up some coffee that's coming out of Panama that cost $803 per pound. You can get Wake Up America coffee for considerably less than that. We may not have the world's most expensive coffee. It's just the best tasting coffee. The world's most expensive coffee is going to cost you, you know, $800 a pound, $803 per pound. It'll be $75 per cup, per cup. You can get Wake Up America coffee for a lot less than that. And you can get it 10% off with the code WAKEUP at checkout. We've also got some other specials, folks, if you want to support us, because we rely on the products that we sell directly to you. You are our sponsors, and it's direct sales because we have Google and Facebook are the two people that are duking it out for who's going to control all advertising. Guess what? They don't like us too much. We have been banned by Facebook. You can't say anything about InfoWars unless it's something negative. So we're not going to get any commercial exposure from them. And, of course, Google is shutting that down for everybody, including us. If we'd been along that path line, you got people like Breitbart and others talking about how they're hiding their ads, not letting them put ads up. And, of course, they did the same thing with us. And so we go to you directly. And that's what supports this program. We've got a lot of specials to help you support us. And to make it a win-win situation, we have another one of my favorite products, BrainForce Plus, now 25% off. And if you buy that BrainForce Plus at 25% off, you get a bottle of Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. You get that for free. We also have a new version of vitamin B12 that you can take sublingually. That's orally under your tongue. And it is twice the concentration of B12 that Secret 12 was. We call it Ultra 12. And even though it's got twice the B12 vitamins, it's at 50% off now as part of its introductory special. We also have 50% off all apparel, 50% off of the Ultimate Bone Broth, many other specials you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's get back to what's going on in the Middle East. The oil pipeline being hit has caused oil to go up to $71 a barrel, up by more than a dollar on the day. Not a great increase, but if war erupts, you will see a massive disruption in energy prices. And anybody who remembers what happened with the oil embargo as OPEC originally began flexing its muscles knows what that can do to our economy. We had massive stagflation as a result of that. So war in that area would not only be foolish, but it would also have dramatic economic consequences globally. Both President Trump and Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, not the same guy that was back there in the 1970s, said they were not planning for conflict, even though we see this volatility in the oil markets. The Houthis, meanwhile, that are in Yemen, said that they launched 7 drones that targeted vital Saudi installations. They did not elaborate. They later claimed responsibility for the pipeline attack. Saudi Arabia has been at war, of course, with the Houthis and their allies in Yemen since March of 2015. They said, this is a message to Saudi Arabia. Stop your aggression. Our goal is to respond to the crimes that they are committing every day against the Yemeni people. The U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia told reporters that he wants responses to these actions short of war to be taken. As antiwar.com points out, this is a potentially controversial position for an ambassador to take, given the fact that we have the U.S. military buildup that is taking place in the military in the Middle East, centered around the idea of a war with Iran. And as he said, they want responses short of war to be taken. We have this security alert issued by the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, saying the U.S. State Department has ordered the departure of all non-emergency U.S. government employees from Iraq, both at the U.S. Embassy and the U.S. Consulate in Erbil. They said normal visa services will be temporarily suspended, and they will not be able to provide any emergency services to U.S. citizens who choose to remain in Iraq. So the question is, why is this all happening now? What changed? Well, what changed was John Bolton. And this was, a week or two ago, as Zero Hedge points out, claiming that the decision was made in response to a number of troubling and escalatory indications and warnings. Bolton declared that the U.S. is not seeking war with the Iranian regime. We come in peace, right? Pew, 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 pew. But he added, we are fully prepared to respond to any attack, whether by proxy, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or regular Iranian forces. And it was a full day, as they point out, a full day before the Defense Department responded to that statement. And it was Secretary of Defense, Acting Secretary of Defense, Shanahan, who said, we call on the Iranian regime to cease all provocation. We will hold the Iranian regime accountable for any attack on U.S. forces or on our interests. Now, this is not in response to these little incidents, as President Trump termed them, little things that are happening. This is a week or two ago that this happened. Now, the fact that Bolton chose to repurpose routine deployments of U.S. military forces into the Middle East as an emergency response to an unspecified threat. Nothing had happened at that point. Now we've had sabotage of some tankers. The Iranians say, well, we didn't do that. We think that's maybe a false flag. We've had the Houthis launch drone strikes against Saudi pipelines and taking credit for that. But that has all happened after the fact. And the point that they're making here is that Bolton signaled this at least a full day before the Defense Department, before the acting Secretary of Defense said that. Bolton is merely an advisor to the president. He has a non-statutory position. In other words, he's not been confirmed by the Senate. He is a member of the White House staff who is not in the military chain of command. He lacks any command authority. So how did he initiate all this stuff? While Shanahan followed up, indicating the orders for the deployments have been authorized by him the day of Bolton's announcement, this simply isn't the case. They were authorized well prior to Bolton's statement. The fact that the White House announced the deployment of U.S. military forces in response to allegations of an emerging threat in the Middle East, as opposed to by the Pentagon, reflects the political operational roots of this current crisis. A CENTCOM spokesman noted after Shanahan's tweet, the U.S. Central Command continues to track a number of credible threat streams emanating from the regime in Iran through CENTCOM area of responsibility. And so what is this? Well, it turns out the intelligence that this came from was conducted by Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agents. They said that there's a number of scenarios regarding what Iran might be planning. Israeli official, when questioned about that, said it's still unclear to us what the Iranians are trying to do and how they're trying to do it. But we're going to send a fleet in there and see what happens. Meanwhile, a UK military commander was rebuked by Central Command for questioning Washington's claims that Iran poses an increased threat. This is General Gika, a senior figure in the anti-ISIS coalition, said that there was no evidence in Iraq or Syria that things had changed. Despite the beat of the war drum, even the U.S. closest allies, reports RT, remain skeptical about the narrative that is furthered by Bolton and by Mike Pompeo. What this UK general said, he said there's been no increased threat from Iranian-backed forces in Iraq and Syria. He said that yesterday. He said, we're aware of that presence, clearly, and we monitor them along with a whole range of others because that's the environment we're in. Hours after he did that yesterday, the U.S. Central Command rebuked him, said his words ran counter to the identified credible threats available to intelligence from U.S. and allies regarding Iranian-backed forces in the region. And they have increased their force posture level for all service members in the anti-IS coalition. Yeah. Very interesting. We have other allies who removed their ships from the area because they don't want to be drawn into this. It's a very troubling scenario. And as I said, it's going to tell us a lot about the current state of this administration and who is actually running it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12. And we decided, I liked Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed. And it just so happens it had already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name. So when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock after 4 months, sold out. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake. You know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products to keep me on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate peppermint bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome. There's been a lot of fallout on the price of Bayer's stock. Bayer, of course, bought Monsanto. They merged. They paid $62 billion for this lawsuit factory. Again, they've been hit with an $80 million judgment, $260 million judgment, and now a $2 billion judgment for glyphosate produced by Monsanto. Bayer has now lost over 44% of its value since the Monsanto merger. It hit almost a seven-year low yesterday after that third U.S. jury found that Roundup weed killer caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And again, to me, the amazing thing about this is that it was reported in the news back in the 1980s. My dog, we were getting him treated for this same lymphoma. And they were talking about farm workers in the Midwest having a very high incident of this particular cancer. This is in the 1980s. And I said, oh, that's the same stuff. And I said, yeah. You know, they also talked about how it's the same kind of thing that's being used in neighborhoods. We lived in a neighborhood at the time, and we had our neighbors are spraying their lawn with a professional chemical lawn service. And I thought, wow. You know, but of course, nothing was done about it for decades. They said, the level of punitive damages may be reduced on appeal, but now it's the eighth biggest product defect jury award in U.S. history. But understand, the $2 billion is not a big deal to Bayer. It is not more than they can bear, quite frankly. Just like $5 billion penalty to Facebook is not a big deal. You had both Blumenthal, a Democrat senator, and Hawley, a Republican senator, say, well, he needs to have more penalties for Facebook. That's just not enough for violating people's privacy. Well, again, if violating your privacy in order to sell you stuff ought to be punished like that, what is the punishment, senators, for tampering with our elections, for taking away the vital human rights respected in the Constitution of free speech they see Facebook doing against people? They don't have any problem with that. That should tell you everything that you need to know about the complicity of the Republican and Democrat establishment in all of this. Bayer's management, by the way, was already in hot water. Because of the Monsanto takeover, shareholders have effectively told the CEO in a no confidence vote last month that his job is in jeopardy. Now the heat has been cranked up. Now, you know, Big Pharma is not hurt by this type of stuff either, right? Because, you know, we look at a $5 billion fine for Facebook. Oh, well, that's not really enough. We've got to do more because they're so, you can't even imagine how much money these people have. And, of course, big pharmaceutical companies are not really concerned about any of the damages, especially for vaccines, because they've been given legal immunity. You can't sue them. You can go and fight for years at an arbitration court that they set up going back to the 1980s, and you might get some damages. People who have been disabled for life, people who died, their relatives go, fight for 15 years to get a little bit of compensation. All of them combined, and there are quite a few people. It was just in the first quarter. It was something like almost 100 people, I think, individuals that got compensated. But it was $110 million, $1 million apiece, not $2 billion apiece. When we come back, we're going to talk about a new vaccine scandal. This one in China. Not talked about too much by the American press, but it is very telling as to why We gave our vaccine companies legal immunity so they don't get these big judgments. Can you imagine? You know, that's one of the reasons you have those big judgments is to stop them from selling poison to people because it is so profitable to do that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying at the top of the hour, after the, in the wake of this $2 billion judgment, the most recent one against Bayer, stock is down 44% since the merger. It is a seven-year low that they hit yesterday. And, of course, in this article by Fortune magazine, they say, well, you know, the EPA just reiterated only weeks ago that Roundup is not carcinogenic. They said, but that view conflicts with a 2015 report by the World Health Organization and others, and it also conflicts with what people have openly been talking about, as I said, since the 1980s. It just goes to show how the American regulators, who are supposed to protect your health, right? They're there to keep you safe, right? No, they are partners with these people. It's called regulatory capture. This revolving door between the regulators and industry. And so the EPA is going to cover for that, just like they cover for the vaccine industry. And you can see this in China. You know, not only did we give legal immunity to the vaccine company so they don't get these big judgments, they still have paid out over $4 billion, even though there's this arbitration process that takes decades for many people to get justice after their family has been disabled or killed from vaccine injuries. Yes, that does happen. It's amazing to me to see how mainstream media, how social media, you know, one of the key things that they're doing to shut down people on social media is if they talk about vaccines. That gets you shut down. And so it's amazing for me to see this collusion between all the major print, broadcast, social media, cable news companies, or their big sponsors are the big pharmaceutical companies. All of them want to tell you there's absolutely no risk for vaccines. That's why they had to give them legal immunity, or they said they'd go out of business. Well, here's why they would go out of business without legal immunity. And this is reported by Breitbart. They said three-year-old girl dies after rabies shot in China, raising fears of yet another vaccine scandal. They said they've had persistent scandals. This is just one after the other. Every few months, they're having another massive problem with vaccines in China. Low quality, improperly handled vaccines. And quite frankly, folks, it's not just limited to China. That's the other issue here. You know, Breitbart will talk about what's going on in China. But most people, you know, you're going to get banned everywhere if you talk about the issues here that affects us. You know, we had the case last July. We had two children, two toddlers, immediately die after getting vaccinated. The first toddler died, and the other mother said, I don't think I'm going to get the shot today. Started to go out. They forced her, took the child, forced the child to have the vaccine. The child died in the second mother's arms. And the press in Samoa was outraged. Nobody really picked it up in the West outside of New Zealand because it was close to New Zealand. And they said, oh, not a problem. It was just probably improperly stored and so forth. So they didn't say it was a problem with the vaccine company. They held them harmless. They held the hospital harmless. They went after the nurses. And so what's going on in China? Well, the Chinese newspapers report the girls that just died. She didn't die. She had a, she did die after a rabies shot. Her pet dog scratched her on the finger. And she took them to, they took her to the doctor. And, you know, here they typically give you like a tetanus shot or something. There they do rabies shots. And they gave her a rabies shot after her father took her to the hospital. Medical staff cautioned her father that she might run a mild fever after the vaccination. But instead, she developed an uncontrollable fever overnight and died the following afternoon. The family agreed to an autopsy. Also asked for the vaccine to be examined. They had medical records, hospital surveillance, camera footage, and a company in Guangzhou with no previous record of vaccine problems reportedly produced the vaccine. The Chinese government, reports Breitbart, has been attempting to restore public trust in pharmaceutical industry after a series of vaccine scandals by greatly increasing the financial penalties for malpractice. See, that's why you stop this stuff. But when you do what we did in the United States and you take away any liability for these companies, what other product do we have that there's no criminal liability for? Well, you just think about that. There aren't any, right? Anybody else other than the big pharmaceutical vaccine companies have liability if they damage people. Not in the U.S., not for the vaccine companies. Doesn't that make you think? Isn't that unusual? Anyway, they said the new rules would allow families to demand compensation in the event of sickness or death after immunization. They said this follows another incident that happened at the beginning of a year in January. As Breitbart reports it, at the beginning of the year, 145 children were given expired polio vaccinations. Well, guess what? It was a lot worse than that. A lot worse than that. 145 is only a tip of the iceberg. Actually, when they did the investigation, they found that over 20,000 children were given expired polio vaccines in January. Some of them became permanently disabled. And 20,000 became sick. It resulted, as they say, parents were alarmed by the case. This is going back to Breitbart. Parents alarmed by the case began investigating their children's vaccine history, found the government gave them expired doses for diseases other than polio. Parents held very rare public demonstrations as fears of a government cover-up grew. And the vaccine problems turned out to be much worse than Chinese officials originally admitted. And they said it was very unusual because of the government's tendency to suppress popular discontent or anybody who asks awkward questions. Yeah, you do that and you get the social credit score knock. They make sure that you can't get a job, you can't travel, all these different things. Yeah, they have a real iron fist that, of course, Google and others are helping them to put together. But it was far worse than just rare public demonstrations. Here's what really happened at that time. They had demonstrations and protests for 3 days. And as I said, this is very wide. It affected more than 20,000 people. They had in one of the key areas, they had the police come in and seal off the neighborhoods. The government shut down the mobile phone services so people could not organize. They had 2,000 parents that had gathered in this one town. The Communist Party secretary, who came out, announced that some mistakes were made, and 145 kids were injured. They knew that it was far greater than that. They grabbed that Communist Party spokesman, and they beat him until the police came in and started beating the protesters. That's how bad it was. How was this all discovered? It was discovered by a retired doctor, a grandmother, who took her grandchild in to get vaccinated. One of the disabled children, 13 years old, was injected with 17 vaccines all at once. Many of them expired. And she's been disabled for life. You know, in China, when we look at this child who died after the rabies vaccination, Rabies is very rare in China, as are pet dogs, quite frankly. We talk about walking your dog, that's spelled W-O-K. They eat dogs, they don't really keep them as pets that much. As a matter of fact, when we were in China, we went into a village, and all of the dogs looked exactly, very unusual looking, and they were all exactly the same age. The only dogs that we saw were exactly the same age, and the tour guide said, all of those dogs are livestock, and they're going to be eaten this fall at a festival. So it's very rare for them to have pet dogs. They have only in China, think about this, as big as China is, they have between 1 and 3 cases of rabies per year. Nevertheless, it's a big business for rabies vaccines. They had, in 2017, 3 million rabies vaccines were sold. The company made $109 million doing that. That was half of that company's revenue. And these problems with these vaccines, not just rabies, but with all of them in China, and these vaccine companies go back to 2004. But, every couple of months, massive outbreak. And some mistakes were made, 145 people. That's just what they tell you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground. All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTruth Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you. Please don't forget, we have a lot of amazing deals on the site. We still have store-wide free shipping. We had to end all those big discounts on the supplements because we're about to sell out of all of them, but we still have a big discount going, even though it's about to sell out on DNA Force, our flagship amazing product. Check out DNA Force. Learn why it's so amazing. Do yourself a favor. DNA Force Plus, now even stronger, even better for your telomeres, for your cells, for your mitochondrial DNA, for your nerves, for your brain. If there's one thing you take, it should be DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. And all apparel. We only do this once a year. Annual super sale. All apparel. All caps, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, 50% off. 50% off store-wide. And you help fund the InfoWar, and you spread the word, and you stand up to the bullies. Store-wide apparel sale, 50% off, and so much more. And your funding makes it all possible. Whatever you do, get DNA Force today. It's discounted, but it's about to sell out. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12, and we decided I liked Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed, and it just so happens it had already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name, so when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock after 4 months, sold out.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every Info Warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in 2 refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty
fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as I was saying in the last segment, vaccine problem that they had in communist China, January of this year, 20,000 people, over 20,000 people, given expired vaccines, many of them permanently disabled. And in just one town, 2,000 people showed up when the Communist Party spokesman came out and tried to tamp them down. Oh, it's not really serious, and we've taken care of it, and so forth. They beat him. But how did they handle that? They handled it by shutting down all information. That's why China wants to control social media so carefully. They cordoned off, sealed off these neighborhoods. They shut down all phone communication. And then they sent in the police to beat those people and to get them into submission. You know, the same thing would happen, I believe, here in the United States if people really knew what was going on with the vaccine stuff. I think we'd drag these people out of their Ivy League towers and their pharmaceutical offices and beat them in the street if people really knew what was going on here. But there's a massive disinformation campaign that's being run here in the United States by the mainstream media, by the social media, covering this information up. I mean, it's just as obvious to those of us who follow this on a regular basis as what the Fox quote-unquote reporters did in the wake of the Notre Dame fire. You know, you saw Shepard Smith and Neil Cavuto. As soon as people said, well, you know, we really ought to pay attention to what's been going on in general in the thousands of attacks, you know, about 1,000 a year, against Catholic churches in France, and even specific attacks that were plotted against Notre Dame itself in the past. They immediately got shut. We're not going to talk about that here, not on Fox News. Well, they're not going to talk about any problems with pharmaceutical drugs because that's where their biggest sponsors. I mean, just look at all the Ask Your Doctor commercials you get on Fox News and CNN and all the rest of them. Of course, they're going to shut that information down. And the way they're controlling the discussion here is going to be just as heavy-handed as what they're doing in China. Because now, as I said, you know, they're accustoming us to having our discussions controlled. What you say about vaccines is a key issue in order to shut you down. You know, they go, well, you're fake. Or, well, you're hateful, what you have to say. Or you're talking about vaccines. Any of this stuff. Get you shut down. That's the premise on which they do it. And as they're now moving against parents in New York, you see this, saying if you don't get your kids vaccinated, then you're going to get massive fines. They're doing it in Germany as well. As a matter of fact, in Germany, they're even higher. So we will preemptively come after you. Because we say that you might get a disease, we're going to take actions. We're going to jail you or fine you before you get the disease. How about that? That is anticipatory crime. That is pre-crime. That's Minority Report stuff. That's what they're getting you accustomed to. Going to control what you see, control what you hear, control what you say, take away your informed consent, punish you in advance for something that may happen, because you've now been defined as an enemy of the state because you don't buy the big pharmaceutical products. And just go back and take a look at how the EPA has covered up for Monsanto for years. The juries, once they look at the evidence, are not buying it. But it's pretty easy to cover up when you've got government agencies and you've got the news media colluding together to tamp down any health concerns about a particular product. A good example of this, as I pointed out last week, is the hit piece that was done on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Yeah, he's come out. He's been very bold, very courageous in terms of talking about these problems. Look, you're an absolute fool if you think there's any drug, any medical device, any disease that doesn't have some risk in it. And they want to say that, oh, look at the risk in measles. Well, look at the risk. No, we're not going to say there's any risk to vaccines. Not allowed to talk about that. We're only going to talk about measles. Well, there's a risk to the vaccines themselves. And when he talks about this, as Natural News points out, you know, his family members, it's a coordinated family attack on him in Politico. Last week they came out. Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, Joseph P. Kennedy II, Mav Kennedy McKean, all did a hit piece in Politico. I talked about that last week. They claimed that they loved their family member in the process. Oh, we'd love him so much. We're just doing this as an intervention for him. We're so concerned about him. And I have to look at that and I have to wonder. It's like, well, okay, this is pretty, if I was RFK Jr., I'd be concerned at this point. Because are they going to do an intervention and commit him to a mental institution like they did JFK's sister, Rosemary? Remember that? Gave her a lobotomy. Are they going to give him that treatment? No, they're just going to use the mainstream media and social media to lobotomize you. That's what this censorship is really about, folks. Yeah, they talked about, oh, well, you know, JFK, he was all about children's health and so forth. Of course, they never talked about what RFK Jr. had done. I've had Del Bigtree on many times, and he and RFK Jr. went back and said, all right, they gave the vaccine industry immunity in 1986. They said that they would have a vaccine court that would arbitrate over injury and death caused by vaccines. It's been 33 years. Actually, I think it was 32 years when the lawsuit went through. First of all, they said to the government agencies that were supposedly looking at this, that at the same time they said, we're not going to let you sue the vaccine companies. We'll have this arbitration process. But we're going to set up a government agency that's going to protect you. They're going to look at, they're going to do studies to make vaccines more effective. They're going to track what's happening with all this stuff. And so Robert F. Gay Jr., along with Del Bigtree, said, show us the data. We'd like to see what you've collected over the past 30 plus years. They said, no, we're not going to show it to you. So, of course, they had to sue them under FOIA request. And when they did, they said, we haven't done anything. We haven't bothered to track it. We haven't made any recommendations for what could be done about improving vaccine safety. We didn't do anything over the last 30 plus years. And as I point out in this article from Natural News, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend is the former chair of the Global Virus Network that pushes vaccines. Mav Kennedy McKean is also the current executive director of Georgetown University's Global Health Initiatives, also pushing vaccines. No conflict of interest there at all, is there? You know, look at this article that came out today. Death could soon become a curable disease. It's by Zoltan Istvan, the guy pushing transhumanism. Yes, of course, with technology, we can live forever. Look, folks, yeah, we could do a lot. We're not going to stop death, okay? We're not going to stop it with technology. But we could stop killing people in wars. We could stop killing people for profit with drugs. We could stop killing people for profit for abortion. How about that? See, the real problem is people love money. They love more money more than they love or respect their fellow humans. That's the real problem. And that's why you're not going to get past death. That's a judgment on humanity for the attitude that we have here. And all this false hope, this false god of transhumanism. We're going to talk about what's going on with abortion when we come back. Stay with us.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your words gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have
joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be a word of mouth, or to pray for us, or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now, commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality metal gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys.
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys. Water down its roots with tea. And the sun will always shine.
Yeah, life and liberty. That was what this country was founded on, wasn't it? As Thomas Jefferson said, you can destroy either or both of them, but you cannot separate them. You know, we have people like Zoltan Isfahan pushing transhumanism. When he was, he ran for president with a transhumanist party that he created. And as he was doing his tour, came through Austin, I interviewed him. And I thought it was very interesting because I wanted to ask him if he could define what life is. What is it? What is life? I mean, you think that you're going to live forever by, as he points out in this article, we should consider merging our brains with machines and uploading our consciousness into the cloud. I said, so what are you? What are you? Because if you have simply a materialistic understanding of what you are, you're nothing but a bunch of brain cells, and you think that if you can exactly reproduce those brain cells, then you can transfer yourself into a machine. Well, let's just, you know, suspend skepticism here for a moment about the actual process and the technology involved here. But let's say, you know, it gets down to the essence of what he and the technocratic elite of Silicon Valley actually see themselves as. You know, I'm listening to a book right now by George Gilder called Life After Google. And as George Gilder points out, he thinks these people are doomed to failure for a number of reasons. I'm going to get into the guardians of the intergalactic network, the internet, here in just a moment. But as George Gilder said, he thinks that they have some fundamental problems. Google is the most formidable of all of them, but he thinks that we're going to see them fail in this effort. And a key part of this effort is this transhumanism. Ray Kurzweil and others thinking that they're going to be able to live forever with transhumanism. It's a key part of what you're being sold in the biggest movie genres right now, the superhero films. You're going to be able to augment yourself using technology, you know, cyborg. Or, you know, you can modify your body, you know, like Captain America or some of these other characters. You can do DNA management. You're going to evolve to superpowers. I mean, that is the great hope of humanity that's being sold to us in a very secularized way that puts technology as God. Technology can convey all this stuff, whether it is actual biological manipulation, or whether we're augmenting ourselves as cyborgs, or whether actually transferring ourselves, our consciousness, as he calls it, into these machines. But of course, he has no definition really for what life is. And that is the essence of this debate about abortion. They have no definition for life. Zoltan Isfar and the transhumanists and Ray Kurzweil and Google and all these people, they think that you're simply the physical part of your body. They don't understand that there's a spiritual dimension. I mean, even if they were able to make an exact copy, it'd be like that movie I remember years ago. Michael Keaton did Multiplicity, where he kept cloning himself. And each subsequent clone, it was like doing a Xerox photocopy of a document, and each clone started losing a great deal of information as it went along. So I think it started getting more and more erratic and impaired and losing IQ points and so forth. But yeah, even if you're going to make an exact copy, that would not be you. That still wouldn't be you, because you have a soul, you have a spirit. They don't even know what life is. And so we see these same types of discussions when we're talking about abortion. The abortionist say, well, this isn't a person, or this isn't a human. That's right. It's a prevarication. You call it a fetus to try to avoid the obvious. Yes, it is a human being. It's going to turn into a human being. That's why they tried to refine this. You hear the debates that are being done by the abortionists. Now, they no longer deny that it's a human. They'll say, well, it's not a person. Not a person yet. Not a person until it gets to a certain arbitrary point that I'll point out. And that's the same argument that was used for slavery. Black slaves were not persons. Yes, of course they were human, but they were not persons. It was the same argument that was used to send people to concentration camps in Nazi Germany. They're not fully persons. You know, they're Jews. They're lesser people. We are the Übermensch. We are the ones who will decide what to do with these subhumans. It's that same mentality. You demonize the other by saying they're less than human, less than you. That's the real danger of all of this stuff. Yes, death could become a curable disease if we would stop killing people for money, wouldn't it? Stop killing people for wars, for drugs, for abortion. We have abortions after 6 weeks will now be illegal in Georgia. The Georgia governor, Governor Kemp, has signed into a law the fetal heartbeat bill. And boy, this has triggered Hollywood in a major way, as I've pointed out the last several days. It will prohibit abortion after a heartbeat is detected in an embryo. That usually takes place about 5 to 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Governor Kemp said when he signed the bill, Georgia is a state that values life. As Ronald Reagan said, if there's any question about when life begins, let's err on the side of caution. Anyway, he went on to say, we protect the innocent, we champion the vulnerable, we stand up and speak for those that are unable to speak for themselves. The state representative, Ed Stelzer, also spoke at the signing of the bill yesterday. He said this is a common sense issue, saying that a preschooler would understand that a six-week-old embryo is a baby. See, I think there's a lot of disinformation about this as well, just like there is with vaccines and about health risks, relative health risks. Yeah, nothing is safe in life. There's a risk with vaccines. There's a risk with measles. Question is, what is the greater risk? And they don't want you to see that information. They also don't want you to see what a baby looks like. It's been very difficult for them because of ultrasound and as the technology gets better and better. Not only can they reconstruct the image now in 3D, but you can see movement at the same time. It's absolutely amazing to me that Scientific American will do a documentary where they show very, very detailed pictures of fetuses that are dogs or dolphins or whales and of the mammals. You can even see the hairs. It's that detail. And they're just marveling about it. Look, it's a little dolphin. It's a little whale. It's a little dog. But they don't want you to see the little babies, the little humans. I talked about the doctor who had done, I think it was more than 12,000 abortions. And he said after his adopted daughter died, he started looking at things differently. And he said after a few months, he realized that even if he could hold the baby in his hand, when he did that abortion, he was still killing somebody's daughter or somebody's son. He said, I couldn't do it anymore. He had to stop. I've seen testimony of other doctors who said when they did an ectopic pregnancy, I think it's when it's in the fallopian tubes. Sorry, I'm not a doctor myself, actually. But he had to do that abortion because the baby was not going to be able to survive. It was for the health of the mother. And so in a sense, it was an abortion because the baby was trapped in the fallopian tubes. But he said he pulled this baby out. It's this teeny tiny human being. And it was moving in his hand. And he snipped the umbilical cord. And he said it just, when it stopped, it looked like a little tiny piece of, no longer looked real. Because this little tiny, looked like a little tiny piece of plastic, a little plastic human being. And that's what you see preserved in the jars. Yeah, very, very effective testimony from these doctors. And of course, this is a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade. And Alabama has just passed a near total abortion ban. We'll talk about, the consequences of this and, what's going to happen next in just a moment when we come back. Stay with us.
Number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with, and that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our Ultimate Bone Broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that is taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to get back into the abortion issue, take a look at that, as well as the Equality Act, which we had seen reported earlier this week was going to come up to a vote in the House by the Democrats. I don't think it's going to go into law because I don't think the Republicans, certainly not President Trump, I don't think will sign the Equality Act. We'll tell you why in just a moment, and we'll talk about what's going on with abortion, as well as an amazing cartoon coming out. We've also had a ruling about the transgender power lifter stripped of world records after the drug tester revealed that she is actually a male biologically. And we talked about that yesterday. The guy that was the world-renowned expert in the field of researching sexual orientations and psychology behind transgenderism. He was banned off of Twitter. One of the things that he had to say was, he said, we would treat this as a legal fiction. And so he said, so we'd change it for the purpose of legal documents. Ray Blanchard was his name. We'll treat it as a legal fiction. We'll change the legal documents, but we won't allow people who are biologically male to compete as a female in these events. And so that's now come up there as well. But of course you can still get banned off of Twitter if, even if you're a feminist lesbian, if you say a man is not a woman. 2 + 2 = 5. Understand that. That is the power of dictatorship to control your speech and to make you not only say the lies that they put in your mouth, but to actually believe it. That's doublethink. That's what George Orwell was talking about in 1984. And we're there now with social media. That is a tool of 1984. You not only say that women can be men, as we saw Planned Parenthood on it was Sunday, Mother's Day. Some men have a uterus. Some men have a uterus. Some men have you over and over again. So not only do you put that out there, not only are we supposed to like that and retweet that, but we're supposed to actually believe that. That's the essence of Orwellian doublethink. You don't just parrot that so they don't punish you. You actually come to embrace it. Embrace the cognitive dissonance, the lie that they feed you. Folks, if you don't want to embrace that censorship, if you don't want to go quietly into that Orwellian future, you can sponsor us here at InfoWars. The way that you can help us and the way that you can help your health, you make decisions about what you want for your health. We've got a lot of safe, natural, effective supplements and other things that we have. We've got bone broth, 50% off, the ultimate bone broth, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got apparel. You can support us with apparel. You know, exercise your right to free speech. And you can get all the apparel that we have. That's T-shirts, hats, hoodies, new and classic designs, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a new product, Ultra 12. It is twice as much concentration of vitamin B12 as our previous B12 product, Secret 12. And you can now get it at half price as part of an introductory offer. So twice as much B12 at half the price. That's Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have $50 off both the Alexa Pure Breeze and the Alexa Pure Pros, the gravity feed water filter. Is there any question that you think that you need clean air and clean water? You can control your environment. You can take personal responsibility for your family's environment with these two products. Again, a gravity feed water filter, very effective at taking out all kinds of chemical contaminants. You can see that online. You can see what it takes out. $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze, our largest gravity feed water filter, and $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze. That is our silent, quiet, but very effective air purifier for your home. Take a look at all those products at InfoWarsStore.com, and don't forget the coffee. We have our Wake Up America coffee just for our listeners. We have an exclusive code to save 10% off of Wake Up America coffee. That's our 100% organic coffee. You can get that in two different blends, Patriot Blend or Immune Support Blend. Just key in the word, use the code word Wake Up to save 10% off of all Wake Up America coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, as we're looking at this, again, these laws are being passed in Georgia and in Alabama are a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade. And both sides have made that very clear. They see that as a case. One person in Georgia said the law is bafflingly unconstitutional. I'm sorry, I didn't see the right to abortion mentioned in the Constitution. As a matter of fact, the so-called right to privacy isn't in there either. You know, we hear these people talk about privacy and they talk about choice. Do they support privacy in any way, shape, or form anywhere else? Do they support your privacy when you go through the TSA? Do they support your privacy not being violated by the FISA court and its so-called search warrant on Mr. and Mrs. Verizon? Do they care about your choice when it comes to vaccines or even about your children's schooling? No, they don't care about any of that stuff. They don't want your informed choice about health care. So, you know, all of this hiding behind the ideas of privacy and choice, I'm all for privacy and choice. These people aren't. And this is not something that the federal government has the right to make a decision about. This is something that I think should be fought at a state-by-state level. We should not be letting these decisions be made just like the decisions about America. That doesn't belong in the federal government. The federal government has no authorization whatsoever to make a determination about marriage one way or the other. And if they were going to make it, it certainly shouldn't be made by the Supreme Court. That would be made by our elected representatives. They don't answer to any of us. These political appointees for life in black robes, she said, bans like this have always been blocked by the courts. Yeah, that's right, they have. That doesn't make them unconstitutional. The courts reverse themselves all the time. You know, the courts, at one point in time, courts said that black people were not human beings. Said that escaped black slaves could be sent back. Dred Scott decision. They also said that Hollywood didn't have a First Amendment protection for their movies. Sent a producer to jail. Gave him a massive fine for doing a movie about 1776. That was the Supreme Court in the early 20th century. By the mid-20th century, they reversed themselves. Supreme Court reversed itself in just 1 year under Andrew Jackson. He said, well, they've made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. We should not be bowing down to the Supreme Court. There is a division of power between the different branches of government, even though they don't want that responsibility that comes with that power. But there's also the right of the people and of the states against the central government and against the Supreme Court, where we defer everything. So I said, we'll be suing Georgia to make sure that this law gets the same fate. Alabama, again, this is a bill that is now headed to the governor, Kay Ivey, who is a Republican. If she signs it, and they're not sure about this because she hasn't made any public comments on the legislation, the Democrat in Alabama, after the House passed this, as previously passed by the Senate, said, it's a sad day in Alabama. You just said to my daughter, you don't matter. You don't matter in the state of Alabama. Well, you know what? It's just the opposite. These people at Planned Parenthood have been saying to their daughters, you don't matter. You don't have any right to life. You don't have a right to live. That's what they've been saying. One individual said, with liberal states approving radical late-term and post-birth abortion, Roe must be challenged, and I am proud that America is leading the way. So we'll see what happens with that. This is meant to be a direct challenge, as everybody on both the left and the right understand. In Alabama, what they've said with this bill is that abortion is now going to be treated as a crime. It will make an abortion a Class A felony. For a doctor to perform an abortion, it will be punishable by 10 to 99 years in prison. Women, however, who get abortions would not face criminal penalties. And this is all coming, as Paul Joseph Watson reported on Summit News. A tweet that was put out that got 23,000 retweets, 136,000 likes. And this is what the tweet said. Can't stop thinking about how yesterday a white girl in my class said she's planning on never having kids because she doesn't want to create any more white people. Not only hating children, but hating white people, hating herself because she's white. Some of the people responding to that said she deserves a trophy. She's doing the Lord's work because she's not having any more white babies. You know, it was 4chan that put out the meme as a joke and said, put up these signs on Halloween. You can wear a mask so they're not going to know who you are. You can put up the sign and say, it's okay to be white. And just watch how people freak out about that. And they did. I talked about last week how they freak out about the okay sign. And as Watson said, the last form of acceptable racism is racism against white people. You know, when we protested the Planned Parenthood Center here, we talked about it being black genocide. That's where it began. Now it's going to white genocide.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The globalists are hyper-competitive scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high-quality methylcobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Guardians of the Internet. Intergalactic network, quite frankly, what it is. And we're going to talk about that coming up. But I want to finish with some updates into the transgender agenda. And again, this week we have the Equality Act, which is rumored to be coming up for a vote. Something's being championed by the Democrat Party, especially by Nancy Pelosi. But 21 Christian leaders wrote a letter to Republican and Democrat leadership in the House and the Senate declaring their adamant opposition to the falsely named Equality Act. What this will do, as they point out in this letter, so we cannot remain silent concerning a dangerous bill pending in Congress known as the Equality Act. Not only is it incompatible with the Bible and what we believe as Christians, they said, but the Equality Act is also riddled with threats to religious liberty and to the sanctity of life. They said the ideology enshrined in this so-called Equality Act falsely equates one's sexual conduct with immutable characteristics like your skin color or your ethnicity. So what they're doing is they're extending the protections under law to not discriminate against people because of what they are biologically that they cannot control. You can't control whether you're male or female. You can't control your skin color. You can't control your ethnicity. And so they said, well, you're not going to punish people for something like that. But now they want to extend it to conduct. Conduct. And to use that to control other people's conduct and their religious liberty as well. That's what's really involved with this, with the Democrat Party. And so I said, we cannot remain silent, allow this to harm countless men, women, and children, whether this or any other legislation. No family would be safe from the long reach of the Equality Act, and it would gut religious freedom. You know, we just had in North Carolina, there was redo of an election because of questions as to whether or not it was legally done. The Republican who barely won in that case dropped out. And so it's a heavily Republican district. They're going to have a redo in September. They had their primary, 9 competing Republicans in this primary. And the one who won it was the one who introduced the bathroom bill in North Carolina after the transgender activist in Charlotte decided that they would open up bathrooms to everybody. They said, no, we're just going to have it based on your biological sex. And he beat 9 people total in that primary, in that Republicanary. He won with 48% of the vote. The next closest person had 19% of the vote. And he was the one who introduced that bathroom bill in North Carolina that created so much consternation in Hollywood and the transgender community. Meanwhile, the transgender powerlifter, who goes by the name of Mary Gregory, was stripped of the records set last month at a national competition after a doping test revealed that the athlete was actually a male in the process of becoming a transgender female. And again, I covered that yesterday. Ray Blanchard said, look, we would let people, first of all, don't ever do this to a child. He said, that is abuse. He says, if somebody is struggling with this as a psychological issue, after they reach the age of 21, and after they have lived for 2 years in their preferred sex, then he said he would support even the government. He's a Canadian. He would support the government paying for that sex change operation. But he said we would treat this as a legal fiction. We'd change the documents legally and everything, but not allow them to compete, for example, in these sporting events. This person, Gregory, broke four women's world records during the competition, and the squat, bench press, deadlift disciplines, as well as a total record in her weight class. But it is a legal fiction as best. This person is in the press, identifies as being a female, but biologically is a male. And we're seeing this happening over and over again. When we come back, I've got something even stranger. We have a cartoon rat coming out as an LGBT character on PBS. That's what they're showing your kids. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, God is out of the U.S. House of Representatives. They have now begun leaving God out when they swear in witness. And then when you say that, do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury? Of course, there's not going to be any penalty of perjury if you're somebody like James Clapper lying to people, okay? But under penalty of perjury, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give us is true and correct to the best of your knowledge, information, and belief? So help you God. Oh, no, they're not going to say that anymore. So help you God. So help me God. Nope, I'm going to take that out. They have a problem with God in the House of Representatives. It's Democrats who have a problem with God. They don't like competition. They see themselves just like President Xi and all the other Marxists see themselves as God. They desire to know everything about you. That's omnipotence. They desire to be everywhere in your life. You know, they're going to make determinations about everything in your life. They're going to have constant presence watching you, right? That's omniscience. But they want to be in every aspect of your life, omnipresent. They truly want to be God. And, of course, in China, Xi demands that you worship him, even saying to Christian churches, if you put up a cross in your church, you will put on the left and the right-hand side a portrait of Mao and a portrait of me, Xi. Me is Xi, and he's not transgender. Who was first? Now we've got Xi on second. No, quite frankly, he doesn't even realize it. God is laughing at him because he's like, yeah, they put themselves in the same position as the two thieves on the left and right hand of Jesus as he's crucified. That's where you'll find Mao and Xi, the two thieves on either side of the cross in the Chinese churches that they haven't torn to the ground yet. Yet. That's coming. But they only care about it if it's done to Muslims. They don't care if it's done to any other religion, even including Falun Gong, and I don't even know what they're about. But if they do it to the Muslims, then the mainstream press gets very upset about that. So God is out in the Democrat-controlled Congress. You're not even going to, you know, remind people that there are going to be penalties for lying that go beyond what the House of Representatives may or may not invoke against you, right? We know that if you've got connections, you're not going to have any penalties. But, you know, God's got punishment for liars. He treats that with a great deal. You know, we all have our different sins, and so a lot of people say, well, you know, lying, it's not so bad. I mean, I'm a politician. that's just a little peccadillo, right? Our sins are little peccadillos. They're minor little transgressions. It's the other guy's sins. That's the big stuff out there. You know, just like booty gay. Well, I'm just a homosexual. And actually, he's proud of his sin. He doesn't even see that as a sin, even though it's listed. But, you know, hey, Trump, yeah, I'm going to call him out for being an adulterer. See, his sins are big. Mine's are just, mine is a peccadillo, if it even is a peccadillo. No, actually, in his case, he wants to celebrate. And so is PBS. They're celebrating that as well. We have an Arthur character. This is a cartoon that is produced for children 4 to 8 years old. And PBS wants them to maybe contribute to the booty gay campaign. I don't know. this Arthur is an aardvark, in case you don't know. I didn't know. My kids are older than that, and we wouldn't let them watch PBS anyway. If there was one thing kids' TV programming was desperately crying out, reports RT. This is a great article. Home USA News is actually what they posted. It comes from Home USA News. If there was one thing the kids' TV program was really desperately crying out for, it was a gay cartoon rat getting married to teach us all a timely lesson about diversity. That's exactly what PBS did with their Arthur cartoon. This episode, the season premiere, oh, more of this to come, features a surprise wedding between the titular aardvark's humanoid rat teacher and his male partner, who appears to also be an aardvark. As CNN put it, quote, it left us all in happy tears. one guy, Barry McCockiner, tweeted out, my son is a gay animated rat. And he broke down in tears of joy when he heard Mr. Ratburn from the TV show Arthur came out as gay. Finally, there is somebody like me that I can look up to, said my son, the gay animated rat. They go on to point out in this article, while many people seemed unsurprised that Mr. Ratburn, a quote-unquote man, whose principal interests include eating cake and bird watching, turned out to be a homosexual, there were nonetheless heavy celebrations across social media. Social justice warriors everywhere were hardly able to contain their glee, just like CNN, over the, and get this, the interspecies same-sex pairing. Because we don't want to be speciest either, right? And as they point out, should decisions of when and how to teach children about adult relationships really be made by TV producers trying to impart their personal values onto everyone else's kids? Mm-hmm. PBS thinks so. Publicly funded PBS thinks so. Can a parent not sit with their child in front of a television show without wondering what wisdom and life lessons the friendly animated characters are going to be imparting next? Well, evidently not in America. That's what this is all about, folks. It's about coming for the kids. You get the kids early, and they're theirs for life. Now, that goes all the way back to Plato, who understood that. Let's talk about the Guardians of the Intergalactic Network now. We have China blocking Wikipedia ahead of the Tiananmen Square anniversary. Wikipedia, the people that Google goes to push back against anybody who says anything they disagree with. Because, you know, Wikipedia is authoritative, right? But that's how much China is enacting censorship against their own people. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, other social media sites have long been blocked in China, but they're specifically going to block now Wikipedia before we get to Tiananmen Square, which is why you have the ex-CEO of Google, Eric Schmidt, saying, you know, Dragonfly would actually be a good thing. It would actually, Dragonfly, of course, is the censored search platform that Google was working on for the Chinese government. They were doing it very secretively. They called it Project Dragonfly, and so, you know, they were going to censor specific terms for China, you know, things like human rights, student protest, Nobel Prize. All those things would be part of Tiananmen Square, right? And so Eric Schmidt says, well, if we censor that, that would actually be good. It would actually make China more open. Here we are. We're back to doublespeak again, right? We will censor to make society more open. Oh, that makes perfectly good sense, doesn't it? Yeah, that's what Eric Schmidt wants you to believe. Yeah. We're going to get right up to that line of creepy, but we're not going to go over it. I promise. We're not going to go over it. Like Steve Jobs said before he died, talking to his employees, he said, yeah, their motto is don't be evil. I started laughing. I mean, they've actually even removed that now. It's such a joke. Such a joke. But The Intercept, who broke the information originally about the censored search platform that they're building for China, codenamed Dragonfly, they were the ones who originally broke that. They said, in an interview with BBC on Monday, Eric Schmidt said that there would be many benefits to working with China. Said he was an advocate of operating in the country because he believed that we could help change China, become more open by censoring search results. Because, you know, they're improving America by censoring search results here in America as well. You understand, don't you, that Google is not a search engine? Facebook and Twitter are not social media? Yeah, you can try to sneak some information in there between the lines, through the lines. But, you know, they're working to shut things down. First gradually, now rapidly. I'm still on Twitter, by the way. I'm surprised. You want to find me on Twitter? You can find me Libertarian, Libertarian, Libertarian. You can also find me on YouTube for a limited time only. YouTube.com/Libertarian. Subscribe. They might even tell you when I put up a video. Who knows? Might slip through for a while. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12. And we decided I liked Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed. And it just so happens it had already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name. So when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock at for 4 months, sold out. Please don't forget, we have a lot of amazing deals on the site. We still have store-wide free shipping. We had to end all those big discounts on the supplements because we're about to sell out of all of them, but we still have a big discount going, even though it's about to sell out on DNA Force, our flagship amazing product. Check out DNA Force. Learn why it's so amazing. Do yourself a favor. DNA Force Plus, now even stronger, even better for your telomeres, for your cells, for your mitochondrial DNA, for your nerves, for your brain. If there's one thing you take, it should be DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. And all apparel. We only do this once a year. Annual super sale. All apparel. All caps, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, 50% off. 50% off store-wide. And you help fund the InfoWar and you spread the word and you stand up to the bullies. Store-wide apparel sale, 50% off, and so much more. And your funding makes it all possible. Whatever you do, get DNA Force today. It's discounted, but it's about to sell out. We'll be right back. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like a great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is.
You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we got Google developing a prototype as the Intercept reports. So they broke this last year. Dragonfly. They developed a prototype of the censored search engine that was designed to remove content that China's ruling Communist Party regime deems insensitive. And so, you know, they've been doing that already in the United States. And they were doing this covertly for China. Prior to the public exposure, Google executives had worked very hard to keep Dragonfly secret within the company. Only a few hundred of the company's 88,000 workforce knew about it. And after they found out about it, it prompted a lot of demonstrations, both inside and outside of Google. Employees, activists, lawmakers demanding an end to the project. In a protest letter published last year, Google employees said they did not have the information required to make ethically informed decisions about our work, our projects, and our employment. And they call for more transparency. They called for a seat at the table. They called for a commitment to clear and open processes. And they added, Google employees need to know what we're building. And even though Eric Schmidt is saying, well, I think it'd be good if we censored information for the Chinese Communist government, it would make their society more open. And now, in response to the Google employees demanding that they want to know what's going on inside of Google, Google has come back, as Daily Caller reports, they've cracked down on the employees. Yeah, they're not about transparency. They're not about openness. Come on, give me a break. Openness from Google? As Daily Caller reports, Google is locking down on internal communications after a string of leaks, reported BuzzFeed, citing anonymous sources leaking to them still. Google legal executive Kent Walker sent out an email May the 9th reminding employees that obtaining documents noted as, quote, need to know, unquote, that's their classified stuff, could result in termination. Well, maybe they should try to get Hillary Clinton hired. She could just put them on a server, you know, googleemails.com. Let everybody see them. Employees reportedly saw it as a blow to Google's internal accountability mechanisms, especially the need-to-know designation, which is left up to interpretation. The email, they said, could very well be read as an attempt to scare anyone who might be a whistleblower or an organizer. You think? You think? These people are not about openness at all. I think it's clear that organizing around Maven and the walkout would have been much more difficult if these policies had been in place. And the employee also added, it's such a clear retreat from the culture of internal openness and transparency that we used to be proud of. It made me more convinced than ever that organizing ourselves as workers is essential, both for our own protection and to make Google the kind of company that we want to work for. They used to have, they point out in this article, you know, talk about it. Yeah, you know, we very different corporate culture right now. They used to have weekly meetings known as TGIF. They no longer allow any recording of that. And the executives who attend no longer take questions from employees. Yes, no questions asked. We will tell you what you can and cannot talk about, just like we will the poor people in China. We'll work with the Chinese Communist government. This is why, as I said before, I'm listening to the book by George Gilder, Life After Google. He calls these people neo-Marxists. It's very interesting why he calls them neo-Marxists. Gilder goes back and looks at Karl Marx. He said, you know, Karl Marx, when he talked about production, he believed that in the Industrial Revolution, the issues of plentiful, unlimited production of products and anything had been solved by the Industrial Revolution. And the only thing left was, it wasn't a question of whether or not we had enough of anything. He saw the supply of goods because of the Industrial Revolution. Karl Marx saw the supply of goods as essentially infinite. And so the only question was, how was it going to be distributed? And was it going to be distributed fairly? And he said these people in Silicon Valley, Google especially, have that same kind of conceit. They believe that there is no limit as to what they can do. They believe that they can live forever. They believe that they can create robots that are going to produce everything. And they don't need people, and it's just a matter of how they're going to distribute the money. They'll give you a little bit of a slice of it with universal basic income. But they are neo-Marxists. They're atheists. They're transhumanists. And it's a very interesting book. I highly recommend it. Anyway, getting back to what's going on is Google is working with China to shut down information there, as China is banning Wikipedia in the run-up to the anniversary of Tiananmen Square. Facebook is doing the same thing to Italian populist parties in the run-up to the European elections. Same thing they did in the run-up to the 2018 U.S. elections. And again, what a sign of complicity with both Democrats and Republicans, that they not only don't talk to people who have been censored, that they don't demand that these people leave the public square open. No. Like Marco Rubio said, you know, when he saw Alex Jones in the hall, I don't know who you are. He later admitted that he was lying. But, of course, he doesn't have to take an oath about that. We already took an oath about the Constitution. He lied about that. We're not going to be able to do anything about that either. But as I said before, they've now taken out, threat that they're under God out of the sworn-in testimony. So, yeah, Marco Rubio, he can lie to you. There's not going to be any penalty for that. If he was really interested in what was happening, that was about a week and a half after Alex had been banned by all of these tech companies acting in concert with each other all at once. No, he's not going to have him testify. And if Alex challenges him in the hallway, he's going to get an extra strike from these social media companies. No, it was about, for Marco Rubio, it was about pulling in these tech executives and saying, you're going to do what we tell you to do. Right? And not what the Chinese government is telling you to do. Just like what we see now being repeated with all this discussion about whether or not 5G is going to be run by the Chinese government or by the American government. It's nothing but a massive surveillance system to enact population control, to track your every movement, to tax your every movement, to control what you can see, hear, and say, to control where you live. And they don't care about the health effects of 5G. They certainly don't care about the privacy effects. I mean, we're talking about this abortion stuff. Don't talk to me about the right to privacy if you're going to talk about 5G. And if we're going to talk about protecting life, one of the things we're going to do is stop the 5G rollout. Let's protect life and privacy at the same time by stopping 5G. But no, they want to make sure that Huawei isn't going to have the equipment put in place. Now, Huawei is telling everybody, we promise we're not going to spy on you with that. we heard those kind of promises from all the people who were in power in Washington. They all swore to uphold the Constitution. They all swore they wouldn't spy on us either. I didn't believe them when they took the oath of office to, the Constitution. And I certainly don't believe the executives from Huawei. And so we got Facebook gagging Italian populists just 2 weeks before the election. They banned 23 major Italian pro-populist pages. They had a combined 2.5 million followers, and it's just 2 weeks before the election. If they're going to pretend that this isn't about the election, the election's already been rigged. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
InfoWars.com, man! Because
there's
a bunch of people out here.
I'm
talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTruth Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforce Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, silver bullet, colloidal silver, real red pill plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. And as I said, Huawei is offering to sign a no spy compact with the governments. Trying to sell it in the UK. They've already gotten one city in Australia, Darwin, Australia. The Chinese financed it with their Belt and Road Initiative, where they subsidize infrastructure in various countries in order to get control in various ways. They're much more clever about that than we are, quite frankly. We try to get control by sending in navies, you know, gunboat diplomacy, that type of thing. They are acting actually more capitalist. And it's not surprising because, of course, it was the globalists, the multinational corporations, the capitalists who essentially set up China to be the winner in these trade competitions decades ago. So, yeah, they, even though they're communists, they are operating like the capitalists that helped to put them in the catbird seat. And not a surprise, really, because like I said before, you know, George Gilder is talking about these people in Silicon Valley, calls them neo-Marxists. They do have this kind of Marxist philosophy. They are not diametrically opposed. The big capitalists and the Marxists work hand in hand. Remember, it was German bankers who sent Vladimir Lenin into Russia to start the communist revolution with $10 million worth of gold sealed in a train. They actually did a movie about that. You can't get that in the U.S., but you can get it in Europe. Had Ben Kingsley starring in that movie. I mean, it's common knowledge. People don't talk about that too much here in the United States. But Huawei is offering to sign a no-spy compact with governments so they could get their 5G infrastructure in. They're already doing it in Darwin, Australia. And, of course, if you believe that, I've got a bridge that I would love to give you as part of the Belt and Road Initiative, they said. A bridge to slavery. That's what this all this stuff is. As a matter of fact, let's play a video clip number 8 as we look at the threat to national security by 5G Chinese technology. Here's video 8. Let's do that.
Whoever controls the internet or supply the whole ecosystem around the internet basically controls the world of communication.
Speaking at the Milken Institute Global Conference, Maron says with that kind of power, having Chinese 5G technology in the U.S. is a real security risk.
They put all kind of small, dangerous midgets inside their equipment that can be called in time of conflicts. If there is a conflict and the Chinese will decide to paralyze your equipment, to collapse your communication system. Basically, they can do it. And this is the danger.
Maron says China is using mobile technology as a tool for spying. And he's seen the evidence.
They are actually using it for massive surveillance against their own population. We looked on the Huawei equipment to the level of every single chip there, and what we found is not very pleasant. This is not a commercial company stuff. This is a kind of nearly a military-grade stuff.
Oh, yeah, anybody that has a company in China, they're part of the communist elite. You know, you don't get on the board of directors of the of a corporation there of any size without being on the Communist Party board. That's one of the ways that they punish people when they get into their social credit system. Folks, there's no doubt about the fact that 5G is set up as a massive surveillance and control system. And it's a reason why you shouldn't have Huawei here. I don't want them controlling our infrastructure. I don't want them controlling our people. I don't want them being able to black out our cities. And quite frankly, I don't want our government having that kind of power either. Nobody should have that kind of power. I don't want Google to have it. You know, that's going to be the next thing here. Well, you know, they own the cities. You know, Google's already got their sidewalk labs that they're setting up in Toronto. The people who foolishly jumped into that because they thought it was about sustainable environmentalism. That's the way it's been sold to everybody. This is a UN agenda, folks. The UN 2030 agenda for sustainable cities. They call them smart cities. Smart cities for stupid slaves. Or as Mark Zuckerberg said, dumb effers. That really is the situation, folks. If we fall for this, we really are dumb. If we go into these smart cities. This has been the plan for a very long time. And as these people in Toronto thought, wow, this is great. It's going to be environmentally sustainable and it's so green and all this stuff. No, the truth of it was in the name, Sidewalk Labs. You're going to be in the sidewalk. You're not going to be probably even renting a vehicle by the ride. And you may not even be able to have a house if you don't do the right things. You know, you may be living on the sidewalk. And they said, as some of these people started looking at what Google is actually doing, in this test smart city in Toronto, they said, I don't want to have any part of this. They're watching everything that we're doing. They're even watching the trash that we put out, recording that, try to monetize that, control that. You know, one of the ways they're going to monetize it is by selling it to the government. This is what's happening already in China, as Eric Schmidt says. No problem. We'll censor the internet for people, and that will open up China. Yeah. Well, China's state-run newspaper, Global Times, this is an article from Breitbart, is defending the nation's authoritarian social credit system. They bragged about how they had declared 13.5 million Chinese citizens as, quote-unquote, untrustworthy. And as Breitbart points out, they didn't specify what you had to do to get yourself on the list. Well, you know, we have a list like that as well here. It's called the no-fly list. Those are untrustworthy people. One of the first stories I had when I came here at InfoWars was a guy who had been cleared by the FBI for concealed carry. He had been, he worked at an airport. He'd been cleared by the FAA and the TSA. And he was going to visit his wife, who was in the military in Japan. And he was even on a U.S. military plane. And then when he got, had to change planes in Hawaii, he gets off, does the first leg of the trip. Then he lands in Hawaii, changes planes. That plane is about to take off, and the marshals come in, drag him off. You're on the no-fly list. You got to get off of here. What do you do now? You're in Hawaii? You're on a no-fly list? But he didn't. He could never find out how he got on that list or what he needed to do to get off of that list. See, we've already got our lists here. And you have the Democrats saying, well, if you're on a no-fly list, then you should be on a no-buy list and not be able to buy a gun. Well, how do you get on these lists? We have a Star Chamber court system that can listen to Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. They can make assumptions about your life, and then they can penalize you without you being able to see the charges, without you being able to be confronted by your accusers, and to have a public trial by your peers. None of that happens. The Constitution has been suspended in America, folks. The no-fly list by itself is evidence of that. And so they have their no-fly list of untrustworthy people. Because right now, at the moment, that's basically what it applies to. It applies to travel. That's why I talk so much about this effort by Elon Musk and other people to take away your ability to drive cars. The first thing they do when they come in is to limit your ability to move around. That's one of the things that the military always wants to do. You control the enemy when you control their ability to communicate, their ability to shoot, and their ability to move. Now, we got a First and Second Amendment, and they don't really care much about that. We don't even have an amendment that explicitly protects our right to move, our right to travel. That is implied, of course, in the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, where they said, oh, by the way, if we didn't specifically give you the power, you don't have it. It's retained by the rights are retained by the people, and the powers are retained by the state governments. But, you know, look at China. 13.5 million people have been classified as untrustworthy. They have been rejected access to 21 million plane tickets and to 5.7 million high-speed train tickets because they're dishonest. What gets you onto that list? They said, well, we'll give you a couple of examples. Maybe if you don't pay your parking fees. Or maybe if you eat on the train. Or maybe if you, listen to this, change jobs with malicious intent. Changing jobs with malicious intent. Isn't that kind of like the vague, nebulous hate speech accusation that's thrown about by the social justice warriors and the social media companies to censor any political views that they don't like? Changing jobs with malicious intent. We'll be right back.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
By Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with, and that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our Ultimate Bone Broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that is taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, folks, censorship is no joke. And I mean that literally, comrades. It's kind of like the old Henny Youngman joke. Take my wife, please. Censorship is no joke. They don't let you joke in the kind of society that we've created. Here's an example. Southwest Airlines. They had a May 8th flight from Sacramento, California to Austin via L.A. It had been delayed for several hours because of a maintenance light and the subsequent need to refuel. When flight attendants began to pass out water to passengers. And one of the passengers said something like, they should have been passing out vodka because we've been waiting for so long. And then he said the flight attendant, who he described as young, was not amused. She came by and was like, I don't like that. I don't think that, and I didn't like your joke. And then my wife tried to butt in and say, look, we've been on this plane for hours. And she said, well, so have I, so get used to it. Then all of a sudden I hear on the telephone up front. He said fellow passengers came to the man's defense after the plane turned back to the gate and several Sacramento County Sheriff's deputies came on board to escort him off. And people started yelling then. In fact, people stood up. I stood up. People were saying, this man didn't do anything. He wasn't charged with a crime. But the incident prompted this individual who's talking about it, Peter USALAC, to file a complaint with Southwest against the flight attendant. He says, if they have this in their record, you know, maybe it'll prevent this from happening again. No, actually, what'll happen, Mr. USALAC, is they'll probably put you on the no-fly list. Because jokes are not allowed in this kind of authoritarian society that we're creating here. As I've said before, when I was growing up, it was a constant competition between the airline companies to make bigger planes, to go faster, to make them more comfortable, to cater to the passengers as if they were customers. But after 9/11, they're acting like they're some kind of Stasi police force. And they're going to beat you into submission. Everything that they do now is not focused on serving the customers, focused on cutting cost and cutting out any individual care. Here's another example, also here in the U.S. This guy who is an Egyptian-American comedian, Ahmed Ahmed. He was doing a stand-up comedy routine in Naples, Florida. He said, this happened to me last night. In Naples, Florida, an audience member called 911 on me because they feared for their lives, quote unquote, over a joke I told on stage. They, we can't have jokes. We got to be safe. Everybody's got to have their safe space. Can't be offended by anybody. If anybody is offended, then we need to shut down everybody's freedom. And if they can shut down everybody based on one person being offended, that is their tactic to control everybody. This is what he had to say. He told a gag making fun of stereotypes about himself. You're not even allowed to joke about yourself. He's Egyptian American. He said, he asked at the comedy club in Naples, Florida. He asked the audience of mostly older white folks. He said, how many of you are here from the Middle East? He said, only a few people clapped. And he said, well, it only takes one of us. And then he paused and he said, to tell a joke. And he said, but seriously, lock the doors. And somebody, without any sense of humor, some comrade, oh, you've been noticed. I'm going to report you to the police. See something, say something. The snitch society that we have everywhere. You know, I talked about this last week, about how the people in New York City, some of them are making $5,000. Another one, several others making $4,000, snitching on people who leave their cars idling in the streets. New York has put a fine on that, and they incentivize that by giving you a cut on anybody that you report. And so now, Washington, D.C., that other bastion of freedom, is doing the same type of thing, letting regular citizens issue parking tickets. Yeah, letting them get in on the action, you know, kind of like what Google and Facebook and others have been able to do. They've been able to monetize this snitch society. So why shouldn't we let these other people? You know, you park in a bike lane. Of course, they're going to go there because they're going to, the bikers are probably some of the most authoritarian social justice warriors out there. The only question is, where are they going to keep their pencils for writing tickets in those little tight suits that they've got? Talking about comedians, you've got a right-wing comedian in Brazil. He's now just been given a prison sentence because he tweeted out about a congresswoman implying that she was a prostitute. They said, well, that's too vulgar. We're not going to allow that kind of comparison. Yeah, I would imagine today PJ O'Rourke would be locked up. Remember, he did a book a few years ago called A Parliament of Whores, talking about Congress. He called everybody in Congress whores because we know exactly what he's talking about. It's a very appropriate analogy, but you don't make that kind of, even as a comedian, even as a conservative comedian, you know, people like, people like Don Rickles would not survive in this world, and they wouldn't want to live in it either. Quite frankly, I don't want to live in it. And, you know, the other day I was talking about how the border has completely collapsed under President Trump, who's doing nothing to protect the border. Let's be honest about this. He's doing absolutely nothing. He could stop DACA with an executive order countermanding the Obama executive order, but he's not even doing that. He signed away his ability to even keep people in detention at the border who are coming across in massive numbers in order to reopen the government. And he allowed local jurisdictions to veto the wall in their communities. And so what's happening is we've got so many people coming across the border, and they can't store them beyond a certain amount, according to Nancy Pelosi, and President Trump signed the bill. So what are they doing? They're flying them away, but not back to their countries. They're flying them into our country. And I talked about that the other day, and I said, so do these people get the TSA treatment? Well, evidently they do. CNN broke the news today. TSA is going to deploy hundreds of people, including air marshals, to the border to help ship people into our country. See, we're the ones who are incentivizing this. We're the ones who are paying for this. And, of course, one of the ways that we're going to pay for this is going to be with longer lines at the airport. Because they said some parts of the TSA will be asked to contribute about 10% of its workforce to help assist with immigration duties. I thought these people were supposed to be doing security services, right? Well, no, not really. Oh, I'm sure they're going to do a great job of making sure that we don't have anybody dangerous coming into the country. You know, we look at what's happening with Google. They're now going to war with Amazon. Amazon is going to war with UPS and so forth, incentivizing their employees to take 3 months' worth of pay and maybe a supplement of $10,000 if they'll go into competition with UPS. Quite frankly, the big problem with Amazon is the last mile of delivery goes through the U.S. Post Office. Don't tell that to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders. I tweeted out earlier today when I saw this news, the two of them were actually saying, you know, we need to get the government involved in banking services, and we should use the post office to do this. And I said, oh, great. They think the post office is a great example of how government works well. I said, the next thing you know, they're going to be calling in the DMV to do health care. Oh, wait, it's going to look exactly like the DMV if they run health care. You're going to have lines like you do at the DMV. It's absolutely amazing. But, you know, as they pull this stuff in and as they talk about how Facebook says it's now going to put rules around live streaming. You know, Alex Jones is one of the first people that Facebook ever did live streaming with. They knew that he had a massive following. And that was one of the ways that they did a rope-a-dope to get a lot of InfoWars content on Facebook. Gave it to him first. He was one of only a half dozen people. They personally contacted him, said, we'll put you on Facebook. They knew exactly what content on InfoWars was at the time. It hasn't changed. Nothing has changed except the politics. They want to make sure that there is no political speech out there. And that is their marketing ploy. You know, free stuff. That's how they rope you in. And now they're shutting down live stream for a lot of people, just like they've completely shut down Facebook for Alex Jones and InfoWars. Cannot be mentioned on Facebook unless you criticize us. Folks, if you want to stop that, the way to stop that is to support us to make sure that we're still here. We are very dangerous to what the establishment, the globalists, want to have put through. And if you want to keep us on air, the thing that supports us are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of specials there. 50% off all apparel, 50% off Ultimate Bone Broth. We have 50% off our new formulation of vitamin B12, Ultra 12. And, of course, for the listeners of this program, you can get 10% off of our 100% organic coffee. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. And you can get 10% off of either Patriot Blend or Immune Support Blend. That's it for our program. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Libertarian, or on YouTube at Libertarian.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.